Good morning, 6:29 a.m. on Wednesday, the 17th of June, the 18th of June. Good. .16:12 on the front half. What I've been thinking about mostly is, crap, it's Wednesday, I forgot to put the milk order out. So I have no idea what it's going to be waiting for me when I get back. I thought today was Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday. So the milkman comes and delivers on Tuesday night, and I forgot. Yeah, forgot. I've also been thinking about the implications of gravity control and how much power it takes. Because one of the problems is how do you power these stations? Now ships have, we've always called them fusactors, which provide a big pool of energy to warm up the capacitors, to keep the gravity going in the ship, to provide all the power to keep all the ships moving from smallest to largest. And they actually scale so that the bigger they are, the more efficient they are. So you don't need quite as much mass when you've got a really big one than you do when you've got a really small one. So station stuff, it's like, okay, I can accept that. But what if you had a gravity dynamo? What if you had two gravity plates? Set to attract, alternately set to attract a block of something. And you pulse one plate to start the block of something moving in one direction. And the movement of the block turns a dynamo. So the friction of the dynamo slows the block. And then a graph plate on the other side pulls it back. Now some sort of gearing, ratcheting, locking kind of thing. Or maybe it would be more effective to put them on an armature and always pull them in the same direction. So it pulls it, it starts it accelerating in one direction, and the the armature turns it in a circle around the center shaft, and like a cylinder in a car, when the block gets past the first plate, a second plate pulls it, and a third plate pulls it, and a fourth plate pulls it, until it's gone around in a circle. And by then it's moving. And you could have three or four of these, I suppose. You'd have to have one per plate. So once you got it spinning, each incremental pass around will take less and less energy to get it moving. So you have basically a gravity engine. And the question is, in my mind, would it be cost effective in terms of energy produced versus energy used? And I think the answer is something sort of like a jet engine, where you have to use an external power pack to get it spun up. But once you've got it spun, I just switched feet, that's odd. Once you got it spun up, then it wouldn't be as much to maintain up to some theoretical limit, I suppose. Although, if it happened in a vacuum, like in deep space, there's fewer and fewer parts. There's less and less friction. So I have a feeling this is going to appear in one of the next books. The thing is, flywheel technology is pretty well established. Once you got a high mass disk spinning, it's basically stored all the energy you've put into it. And if the bearings are sufficiently frictionless, and there's no friction on the disc itself, as in a vacuum, then in theory, inertia and momentum should take care of the rest in terms of maintaining it. And the problem is, when you try to use it, you have to interface it with something that creates the energy. Monk post. I have to think about that. There's an answer there in the tip of my brain. I need to find it. It's a beautiful morning, by the way. It's, I haven't talked about the morning. I'm moving fast, moving early. Switched feet again. That was the curb. Because I've got to get the kid up at 7. She's got a doctor's appointment at 8:05. I thought yesterday was going to be pretty straightforward because I didn't have anything on my calendar until I got home. And the dentist office called. So we had a cancellation. Your cleaning is next week. I'd like to come in early. Well, yes, yes, I will. No, not really, but I will. I did. And the rest of the day was sort of, oh yeah, that has to happen too. And now I gotta do this thing. And yeah, it didn't last very long. So yesterday got shot down. Today I'm hoping we should be home before 9 o'clock. It's the local offices, the local doctor's office. Doctor has offices here in Greeley and also over in Windsor. So getting in to see her here is like a 5-minute job, maybe 10. Yeah, good morning. Getting over to Windsor is more like a half an hour each way. So we should be back around 9. Save time to have the thrill of the grill tonight. I haven't decided it's going to be either chicken or pork chops. Oh, and this street. Oh, God, this street. I think I said yesterday that there was a purple flyer in my door frame. It was a notice from the city of Greeley. They're planing and they're going to resurface my street. The planing, they say, will happen yesterday and today, and it's a terrible, horrible, noisy, messy process. And today should be the day they get to our house. And I say it's only going to be 17th and 18th. So in theory, they're going to be past us today. Yeah, okay. I guess they did do about that much yesterday. I can see the line where they stopped yesterday. Like it's going to be a mess. Is it 6:45? Ah, almost back. 16:30 on the backside. Yes, sir. Not quite as fast. The stride is not as long on the second half, in part because I'm tired, in part because my thighs are beginning to talk to me about the amount of work they're doing. Calves are sore as well. So, yeah, the accumulated effort is beginning to make itself felt in the rest of my body. But it's also being felt elsewhere in my mood. And that's really the, perhaps the more important part. But with that, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.